Happy New Year. Praise God for a new year. Take your Bibles, the book of Psalms, chapter 19. That will be our opening prayer, our opening reading. And then after the prayer, we'll go to Matthew chapter 2. If you would, the book of Psalms, the 19th Psalm, shall we stand together? Psalm 19, beginning at verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. You know, they say that there are none so blind as those that will not see. And the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. Donna's cousin, Ed Bailey, sends out regularly posts of pictures taken from the Hubble telescope and other pictures from other places, I don't know where. Just amazing pictures from outer space. What a glorious, glorious universe we live in. And verse 2 says, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now notice how God's word is proclaimed. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what we call a new year. And Lord, may we have a great 2017. May this church see victory after victory. May we see souls saved and hearts made right. And Lord, we just pray now that you would be with those of our number who are recovering from different situations. For others, Lord, that are dealing with situations of life. In Jesus' name we pray and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Someone asked me if I stayed up to see the new year roll in. And I said, no, I went to bed at 10:30. You say, Pastor Paul, you're an old man. Well, no, but I was not feeling up to spending the new year or celebrating the new year at 12:01. If you did, go ahead and brag on it. The book of Matthew chapter 2, if you would please. Normally, the Sunday after Christmas, I have my usual wise men sermon. We have the wise men up here on the communion table. This year, they're still in their boxes. I heard them crying last night. But we are beginning the new year with communion, and thus the communion table has the elements ready. But I don't think we can ever be wrong to remind us that there were people that came to worship the Lord. They came a long distance, and they did not come empty-handed. And it says in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. May I say this? Anyone who comes to Jesus is wise. The fool hath said, there is no God. And verse 2 says, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. In last week's bulletin, we found these words, may the celebration of Christmas cause us to rejoice with the angels. Hear, like the shepherds, follow, like the wise men, to rejoice. There are many things in life in which we rejoice. I saw on Facebook the other day, Karen, that you were at a wedding. I would say there was some rejoicing. There is a rejoicing when we think of two people coming together and beginning a life together. We see occasionally that someone has a new child and we rejoice in the birth of a child. We rejoice over many things. If you're a Lions fan, you have mixed emotions about today, don't you? You want to believe, but if they win, will you rejoice? Go ahead and say amen. You'll rejoice if they win. Wouldn't you want your team to win? There you go. We rejoice over many things. Over the last few weeks, I've become good friends with Norm. You say, no, who? Norm? Yeah, Norm Abram. How many of you know who Norm Abram is? New Yankee Workshop. Yes. I've learned how to make furniture, folks. All I need to do is buy about $5,000 worth of equipment, and I could begin. But what are you rejoicing about? The wise men came from afar. The saying says the trip of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. May I say that in your Christian walk, I hope that you are standing, but not standing still. I hope that you are in this new year determined to do more for the cause of Christ than you did in 2016. Yes, we're glad for what you did in 2016, but what would the Lord have you do in 2017? Are you ready to step forward and take that journey even to go further for the cause of Christ? Amen. Matthew clearly tells us that the bread of life was born in the city of bread. For it says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. In chapter 1, let's begin reading at verse 21, Matthew 1, 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'll pause there for you to say amen. Amen. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Aren't you glad that that our God is with us today? That where two or three are gathered in his name, that he is in the midst, and that he is here. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. We find not only this, that his birth, though, was during the time of Herod the Great. One writes that Herod was appointed to the government of Galilee at the age of 15. How would you like someone governing your city or your county at the age of 15? In BC 40, the Roman Senate made him king of Judea. So you can imagine he is the king of Judea, and the wise men have come to worship the king of the Jews. Do you think there's a conflict of interest? Herod was able, strong, and cruel. He increased greatly the splendor of Jerusalem, erecting the temple, which was the center of Jewish worship in the time of our Lord. How come the Bible knows who belongs in Israel and the UN doesn't? There, as we said, none so blind as those who will not see. There are documents in Rome that talk about the Romans coming in 70 AD and not chasing out the Arabs, but chasing out and removing the Jews. Another writes that Herod was so jealous of his power that under rumors that two of his sons were seeking to usurp him, he had them executed. So if he had his sons executed, what do you think he's going to think about the wise men coming and talking about this other king of the Jews? Not good. We see Jesus was born in Bethlehem. We know that Herod ruled in Jerusalem, and wise men came from the east to worship the promised Messiah. Who are these wise men? My opinion, they are Jews. Jews that knew the Old Testament scriptures. Jews that knew about the star that should come. Jews that had read about Daniel and the fact that after 490 years, the Messiah would come. 490 years following the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. And then verse 2 tells us of a very interesting heavenly event. A star. Not any star, but his star, a special star, a celestial body is going to do what? Direct the wise men to where? To Jerusalem? No, to Bethlehem. The star. What did we read in Psalm 19:1? The heavens declare the glory of God. When the angels came to the shepherds, they sang glory to God in the highest. It is all about God, folks. It's all about Him. Now, I realize we struggle with that thought because we think about ourselves. But in reality, Adam and Eve were created to praise and bring glory to the Lord. And we are also. The wise men said, we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. May I say this, that the worship of the Lord is about him and not about us? Amen. That when we sing and when we play the instruments and when we preach and when we give offerings, it is about him, not about us. We have come to worship him. May I say, we are gathered here today to worship our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. And there is no better place to begin 2017 than in the house of God. Amen. And I am glad that we are here. Let's begin reading now at verse 3, and we'll read down through 9a. You know the story. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was so excited he wanted to join in with the wise men. No, it doesn't say that, does it? I'm sorry, Brother Lance. I'm not reading a paraphrase here. He was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Why was all Jerusalem troubled when Herod the king was troubled? Because when the king's not happy, people can lose their head. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Now, Christ, Messiah, the same thought. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet Micah, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Now, ponder this. Herod has called the scribes and the chief priests, and he says, where is this going to happen? And they say this, that he shall rule my people Israel. Who's ruling the people of Israel right then? Herod thinks that he's ruling the people. But God's in control. God's in control. Verse 7. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men. You know, he is a fine picture of a politician. He's being a little sneaky here. Inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Verse 9a. When they had heard the king, they departed. Well, we find that when Jesus' name is mentioned, it invokes many emotions. There are many places now that you can pray, but you cannot use the name of Jesus. Have you ever noticed you're watching a TV program and they're praying and they never end it with, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. They'll say amen, or they may mention God, but people don't want to hear the name of Jesus. It may offend somebody. How many of you saw that in the city of Pennsylvania, I cannot remember the name of the city, they were going to do Christmas story with Tiny Tim. And because they were going to use the one phrase, and God bless everyone, certain people complained. And this program that they had put on for 30 years, they canceled it. Because people complained of the phrase that Tiny Tim gave. That's where we are today in today's society. We don't want anything about Christ. We can have Christmas. But I wonder how many people put posts out there saying that they wanted to keep Christ in Christmas that didn't go to church on Christmas. Amen. His birthday, the day we're honoring him. We live in a society that wants to give gifts, but why are we giving gifts? Jesus is the reason. And the reason he came is because of your sins. Because of my sins. Herod calls the chief priests and the scribes and demands that they tell him what's going on. Oh, why is this caravan of people here? They're getting all kinds of attention. And I don't like that attention. I'm the one that should be getting attention. So he asks the question, when did the star appear? This is going to cost the lives of a lot of the innocents. See, the wise men did not come to the stable where Jesus was born. The wise men were not there with the shepherds. They were to come a year and a half to 2 years later. He tells them, go search and come back and tell me what's going on. But I tell you what, I like what's coming. Verse 9, second part. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. May I say this? Nobody knows how to rejoice like a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. Amen. We know what it's all about. Others are giving gifts, but we know what the true gift is. We know what the unspeakable gift is. We know why Christ came. And they rejoiced when they saw his star. They rejoiced, it says, with exceeding great joy. Verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And fell down and worshiped who? Him. They didn't worship Mary. And may I say this, every time there are churches that want to promote Mary as the Queen of Heaven or as something special than other than just an instrument used of God, it grieves Mary. And it's blasphemy. Amen. It's blasphemy. They fell down and worshiped him. Him. Jesus Christ. And notice, and when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Someone has gotten excited and they go, oh, essential oils. Do you know why they brought gold? Because Joseph and Mary had to use it to go to Egypt. God provides. He provides. We find that they've come. They've come with a desire. May I say this? It was not an easy trip. They weren't coming by train or motor car. They weren't coming by plane. They may be riding on camels or maybe on donkeys or a horse or two or maybe even in a chariot or some wheeled cart. But it was a long way. There weren't McDonald's at every exit. There weren't gas stations in which you could stop and get refreshed and motels. They traveled in large groups. They had to bring their food. They had to bring their cooks. They brought their gifts, but also they brought all the things they needed to spend the night out in the wilderness. There could have been 200 or 300 of them as they brought people that would be guards and guides and all that went with it. You know, it wasn't an easy trail. And maybe some said, well, why are we continuing it? Man, it's been a long time. But they continued. They continued. And folks, we need to continue in our Christian walk. Amen. Brother Lance, it bothers me, and I'm sure it bothers you at your church there in Bucyrus, Ohio. I guess we can say Ohio without fear of. That you've seen good people fall by the wayside. That's right. People you counted on. People that you thought, I can trust that person. And they've fallen by the wayside. We need to continue on, folks. Determine in your heart that you are going to serve the Lord until He calls you home. Amen. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've been praying for the rapture a lot lately. Maranatha, come on. But the Lord hasn't answered that prayer yet. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what the trail has, we need to continue. We need to continue. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The Lord is with us. Amen. Read this quote the other day. It says, let us be real, honest, thorough, and sincere in our Christianity. We cannot deceive an all-seeing God. God knows your heart. It was a long way, as I've mentioned, but they continued. I saw this quote the other day. Thought about quitting, then I noticed who was watching. Someone's watching you. Your mate, your children, nephews, nieces, cousins, parents, fellow workers, neighbors, fellow church members. Our Lord Jesus Christ. He's watching us. In conclusion, do you like that word? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Is it time to take that next step in your Christian walk? Is it time? Still standing, but not standing still. Shall we stand together? Jesus is calling 381. He wants us to follow Him. Even as the wise men followed Him, we need to follow Him. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is no greater gift than you can have than Jesus as your Savior. Amen. The peace that He gives during the difficult times of life. We'll give you an opportunity to come this morning and get things right with the Lord. You can pray by yourself here at the altar, or you can let us know that you want someone to pray with you, and we'll have that done. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this invitation time, bless it. May your will be done. Asking, Lord, that souls could be saved and hearts made right. In Jesus' name, amen.